Those who have inspected many bodies have at least learnt to doubt, while others who are ignorant of anatomy and do not take the trouble to attend it are in no doubt at all. Giovanni Battista Morgagni. Chapter 1.
Fuck me, that's pure rancid, Alistair MacLean said, and lit a cigarette.
The sharp tang of smoke disguised some of the smell, but only a little. In some places, the first day of spring was sweet with the promise of life's renewal. In Cameron Bridge, on the west coast of Scotland, the first day of spring smelled of slack tides and uncollected rubbish. Police Inspector Fiona Kennedy had other things on her mind, namely the corpse on the ground in front of them. She looked askance at Alistair. He was the area commander and her boss, but he rarely acted that way.
You think maybe you should have a smoke outside the tape, she said.
He shrugged, but he did step closer to the edge of the scene. The call had come in around dusk, a dead body behind the yachtsman's arms. No one had turned up to help them secure the scene, and the two witnesses, visibly shaken by the find, were still giving their statements inside.
Davy's been ages with those kids.
She looked back at the pub.
You reckon everything's okay?
Oh, aye,
Alistair said, and tapped his ash. The police had white plastic suits on over their clothes that crinkled every time they moved. Fiona wondered if his cigarette wasn't a fire hazard.
The fella's one of the Bowden boys, sheep farmers, that lot. He'll have seen worse.
Fiona had grown up on a farm herself. Tales of delivering dead lambs by cutting their heads off first were typical gross-out young farmer stories. But this was different. This was a human.
What about the girl?
Sarah, Alistair said.
He paused to think about the implications of teenagers on a date finding a dead body by a skip.
Nah, she'll be fine.
Fiona dared not object. She had transferred down to Cameron Bridge from Inverness only a month before and was still feeling her way around this new town. Getting on the wrong side of her boss early on was not a good idea, especially given how small the department was. Davy Kennedy jogged over from the back door of the yachty.
Got the statements.
Davy waved his notepad.
Apparently, they came out to check on the Bowden lad's dog.
Alistair snorted.
For a snog, you mean, he said. You let the staffy off the lead. That's when they found it. Or rather, the dog did. Jackie says Bingo was digging in the rubbish. He was trying to pull it out.
Davy grimaced. Hand came off in the dog's mouth.
I know.
Fiona had bagged the dry and blackened severed hand. The rest of the body wasn't fresh, but she couldn't guess at the time of death any more precise than a long time. Now they were waiting on the forensic pathologist to turn up before moving the rest of the body.
Amazed the dog could sniff out anything in this.
Alistair puffed on his smoke.
When was the last time these bins were collected?
2 weeks, maybe more, Davy said.
Council halved the pickups over winter. You only notice now the weather's warming up.
Christ.
Fiona looked around. The headlights of the service cars had started to attract seagulls to the rubbish pile. After taking photos of the remains, brown and black mostly, half wrapped in a cheap duvet, she had thrown some plastic sheeting over the scene. It was a makeshift effort, and the birds were sure to start in on the mess if they waited much longer. She gave Davy a pointed look, hoping he would show some initiative and chase the gulls away. But he didn't take the hint.
Sited at the head of the lock, Cameron Bridge once marked the border of a great Celtic kingdom that stretched from Ireland through the Hebrides and all the way up to the highest mountains in Scotland. Once Cameron Bridge had been a name that meant something. Now the town was just another coach tour stop, chock full of B&Bs with a high street selling tartan tat.
Stupid place to dump a body, Davy said.
Alistair raised an eyebrow in his direction.
I mean, you know, if I did someone in, I'd do it out in the country, where they wouldn't be found.
You'd be surprised, Fiona said. There's always a man with a dog. We had all sorts in Inverness. Weed growers dumping their spent plants in Culbin Forest, as if that didn't make it more suspicious.